Welcome to Stuff You Should Know from HowStuffWorks.com.
You're getting smarter.
Hi, and welcome to the podcast. I'm Josh Clark. I'm a staff writer here at HowStuffWorks.com. With me, as always, is my very attractive and trusty editor, Chris Paulette. Chris, how's your goatee?
Oh, it's great. Fantastic. Thanks for asking.
So we wrote this article about whether or not Nazi war criminals are still at large, and the Simon Wiesenthal Center, this group that's dedicated to finding, rooting out the last of the Nazi war criminals who may or may not be still alive, has launched Operation Last Chance in a last-ditch effort. But while I was researching this, Chris, I found a lot of stuff that just I couldn't fit into the article. One of the things that stuck out to me the most was the Mossad. Mm-hmm. You know what the Mossad is?
That's the Israeli Secret Service.
Right, it is.
Yeah.
Now, they have been chasing Nazis for decades and have been fairly successful at it. They found Klaus Barbie. They also found Adolf Eichmann, who was pretty much the engineer of the Nazis' final solution of exterminating all these supposedly unwanted races. But I also found something very interesting. The Mossad actually engaged in employing and hiding some wanted Nazi war criminals, which I found startling. You know, this group that's dedicated to rooting out for conviction, or at the very least for trial, Nazi war criminals, having employed one. The guy they employed was this doctor who actually came up with the idea of mobile gas vans, right? So that the Nazis wouldn't have to shoot the Jews any longer to kill them. They could just load them up in these vans, and carbon monoxide was put into the vans, and whoever was inside was killed. And the worst part was these vans were, they looked like Red Cross ambulances, mm-hmm. which is just about as bad as it gets, don't you think?
Yeah, I think it's also a violation of the Geneva Convention.
Well, too. I'm quite sure, but I think pretty much 97% of what the Nazis did was in violation of the Geneva Convention.
That's
I think
true.
That was
they weren't
pretty
about
much
the
out the window from day one, yeah.
Not about following the rules.
Yeah.
Well, you said, too, in the article that they weren't the only ones who had employed some of the former Nazis.
Certainly not. Yeah, who else?
You know, even the American government. Mm-hmm. I think you said the British mm-hmm. too. You know, basically, if they had something that they could use, the governments could use, that they were willing to take them on. I know a lot of the nuclear and rocket scientists too were very important for them to grab before they could be tried, I guess.
Definitely. Project Paperclip. It was an actual secret project undertaken by the United States government to poach as many Nazi scientists as possible. Some of them were war criminals. Some of them were lesser known, lesser involved people. But, you know, a lot of people argue that we wouldn't have made it to space first had it not been for former Nazi scientists like Wernher von Braun and some of the other guys like him who really helped on the American rocket team.
That's amazing to think about that they would be exonerated, you know, simply because of, you know, some of the other things that they could bring. But
certainly,
at least maybe they could make some positive contributions.
Yeah, and to humanity that is, too. That's definitely an argument in favor. You know, I mean, you have to wonder, like, is getting the Americans to the moon first, you know, worth exonerating them for? I think most people believe so. And I think also, from my understanding, the Americans did undertake a process of determining just how involved, you know, a certain person was, at least the U.S. government. I think with the CIA, it was a different matter. I think they used whoever they felt could help them. What, no matter what involvement they had. Do you know anything about that?
Honestly, I don't. I haven't done nearly as much research as you have.
Well,
on this
let me
one.
Tell you, Adolf Eichmann, who, like I said, was finally captured. He was actually kidnapped in Argentina by the Mossad. He was used by the CIA as a West German agent. And they knew who he was, they knew what he'd done, and they were still using him as a secret agent in West Germany.
Wow, that's amazing.
Well, that's it for Are There Still Nazi War Criminals at Large? You can find out more about it on HowStuffWorks.com. Thanks for listening.
For more on this and thousands of other topics, visit HowStuffWorks.com. Let us know what you think. Send an email to podcast@HowStuffWorks.com.